Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show.
Listen to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in.
weigh in on the topic or say whatever's on your mind, okay? I don't mind, all right? So, and our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in today. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, on the on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. And if you do have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page there, and type in the search box. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Okay? And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do what you do. And become our friend on Facebook. And also, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. On Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? The Frank W Show on Twitter. Okay? So that means that whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on Facebook, or whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you guys. I really do. And I don't want that to go unsaid. I know I say it quite a bit, but I do. I appreciate you guys and for you all letting me bring some kind of topic to you on a daily basis, because this is your show. I'm just here kind of running the show, filling in, and doing things, okay? But this is your show. I'd like for you guys to take charge of this show. Call in, talk about whatever you want. It's your show. And make it happen. Now, I have a special announcement before we get into today's show. And the announcement is that on Friday, this Friday, the 26th, I believe it is, on this Friday, I'm going to do a live broadcast from our campsite on West Point Lake down in LaGrange. We're going to be camping this weekend, camping and fishing, hiking, and doing all kinds of stuff this weekend. So I'm going to do a live show from the lake, from my campsite, on Friday at 6:30, okay? That should give me plenty of time to get to my campsite and get my tent set up, yada, yada, and get up on the show at 6:30, okay? So hopefully we'll be able to do that and get that going. But so look out for that on Friday. I know Friday is usually Free Fall Friday, and you guys can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. But this Friday, I'm going to do a special live remote from West Point Lake at the campground there at West Point Lake. Okay, we're going to have a super good time. We're going to be there Friday night. We're going to be there
Friday, starting at 3 o'clock. We're going to be there Friday night. We're going to be there Saturday, all day Saturday, Saturday night. And we'll be headed back home on Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a lot of stuff. Like I said, we're going to eat a lot and have us a great time. All right? So look out for that on Friday, same time, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, guys, and let's chat. Now, today's episode is why Americans don't save money. Okay, and we probably have as a nation, we probably have the bottom of the rung. We probably have the lowest savings rate amongst people in the whole world. Why is that? Why is that? Why can't we save money? And you know, why don't we save money? And that's the question. And there's probably several reasons. And just speaking from talking to people, because here's the deal. When I want to do a show, I do small interviews with people and ask them their opinion on certain things. And I find out different scenarios, different opinions, and all this. And I believe that it has a lot to do with the amount of money people make. And I'm not giving that as an excuse, but here's the deal. No matter how much money you make, how much or how little money you make, whatever the case may be, you still should be able to save some money. Okay? But you have to get discipline. Okay? Savings is a discipline. Okay? Myself, I save money every time I get paid, I put money back. Okay? So that at a time of need, say something happens with the car, knock on wood, God forbid, but if something happens to the car, then I've saved some money, and I can use that money that I've saved to get the car fixed right away. And because you need your car to go back and forth to work to make money, so you got to keep it going. So now if you don't have money, if you don't have any money saved, then when the car goes down, you either have to borrow it from someone, borrow it from a bank or something, or borrow it from a family member or a friend and get your car fixed so that you can get to work. Now, that puts you in a whole nother category. That puts you in a whole nother ballpark for saving money at that time because, one, you haven't saved anything, so you don't have any money to grab and to get your car fixed. Now, I don't think you should use this is just my opinion, guys. I don't think you should use a credit card to fix your car. I think you should figure out how to get cash to fix your car, okay? And no matter how much or how little money you make, you still can take a portion of that money and put it into a savings account or put it under your bed. I don't care what you do with it, but save it, all right? Now, you know, a lot of people think that saving money is going to Walmart and instead of paying $5 for a gallon of ice cream at Kroger, you go and pay, you know, $4.30 at Walmart. So you say you save, you know, I save 70 cents by going to Walmart and buying this ice cream. Well, let's look at that, because really you didn't save 70 cents. I'd say you saved 70 cents if you took that 70 cents and put it to the side, because you were going to spend the $5 anyway. And it's just a hypothetical situation. You spent the $5 anyway, or you were going to spend the $5 anyway at Kroger for that ice cream. But instead you went to Walmart and got it for 70 cents less. So you take that 70 cents and you move it to the side into your savings. Then you can say, I saved 70 cents by going to Walmart and buying this ice cream. Y'all with me? So so, you know, in a nutshell, what I'm saying is, I hear a lot of people say, well, I bought this TV from Walmart. I bought this big screen TV. And that's another story I had to get into another day with these TVs. But I bought this big screen TV at Walmart for $1,100. Now, it was at Best Buy for $1,400. I saved $300 by going to Walmart and buying this TV. Well, show me the $300. Show me the savings account that you put your $300 in. Or show me where you took that $300 and put it in under your bed with your other money you're saving, with your 70 cents that you save on the ice cream. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call into the show, guys. Let's talk about this. Why Americans don't save money. So my scenario is that you pay $1,100 at Walmart instead of paying $1,400 at Best Buy for the same TV. Okay? So you say you saved $300. The only way you saved that $300 is that you took that $300 that you were going to spend anyway on that $1,400 TV at Best Buy. You found it cheaper at Walmart. If you take that $300 and put it in a savings account, then you save $300. But if you don't, then all you can say is, I paid $1,100 for this TV at Walmart. So you didn't save $1,100. You didn't save $300 on that TV. You only paid $1,100 for it at Walmart. Okay? You say, they had it at Best Buy for $1,400. I paid $1,100 at Walmart. I saved $300. No, you didn't. You just bought a 60-inch TV or whatever it is from Walmart for $1,100. You just got a 60-inch TV for $1,100. The only way that you save the money is to put it to the side and save it. Okay? So you didn't save money then. All you did was spend $1,100 on the TV. Y'all with me? So that's, you know, that's the deal. And the reason that we can't save, and I'm speaking to the choir here. I'm speaking to myself, because I save money now. But if I look back over the years, all the years that I've been working and working and working and working, if I had been saving money like I'm saving money now, I'd have a nice nest egg. But life gets in the way, guys. And I know that. And what I'm saying by life is things happen. you know, the car goes down. The, you know, like myself, my, you know, my washing machine went down. So I had to go out and spend $400 or over $400 for a new washing machine just a couple of weeks ago. Okay? But, you know, you got to wash your clothes. And if you, you know, if you're not willing to go out, take your dirty clothes out to the laundromat and wash them, you know, something's got to be done to get it done at home. So life gets in the way of saving money. I know that. But when you go back and look at it, now think about this. When you go back and look at, like, say, for instance, okay, I spent the $400 today on the washing machine, okay? Let's think about it this way. I spent the $400 today on the washing machine. All right. Now we move ahead in the future all the way to May. I'm not thinking about that washing machine anymore. Y'all with me? But if I had not bought a new washing machine, would I have saved that $400? Would I have put that $400 in a savings account under my bed or whatever? For things that happen. No, I wouldn't have. Okay? I wouldn't have. But what happened, but, you know, and that's what I'm saying, how life gets in the way. And when you think about it, okay, I spent $400 for a washing machine. I'm still moving on. I'm still getting my bills paid. I'm still, you know, cars are running, going to work. Yada yada, but you divvy out the $400 during that month without, you know, it. You know, it wasn't something that you planned for. You don't plan for the washing machine to go down. Okay, so you have to get paid the money to have it fixed. But think about it now. You really, really, really don't miss that $400. Y'all with me? And you may tweak a few things to get around the $400 till you maybe get paid again or whatever. But you can tweak something all the time in order to save money. And that's what I'm saying. You know, you need to, when you get paid, you need to put some money into savings. And I'm not telling you how much money to put into savings. You're going to have to figure that out. But you need to take some of that money that you get paid and put it into savings. Almost like paying taxes. Okay? When you get paid, your gross amount is not the amount of money that you're taking home. Now, the government, Social Security, and all these folks have to get their money. So you never even see that money. You never use that money. Okay? So the deal is to take some money as soon as you get paid, put it in a savings account. Okay? Put it in a savings account. And don't touch it. And you won't even realize it's gone. Live off that, what you have left. Okay? Live off that. So, and that way, you'll start to build a nice little savings account. The next thing you know, man, I got $900 in this savings account. So when something happens, you can go in that, you know, if your washer goes down, you can go in that savings account where you got $900, grab $400, and take care of your washing machine. You're done with it. Now you still got $500 sitting in your savings account, and you're still going to work, you're still getting paid. You're still putting a little money to the side in that savings account to build it back.
That's the way you save money. That's the way that we save money. If we grab it as soon as we get it and put it to the side in a savings account and don't touch it, live off the money that you have left. Because Uncle Sam gets his money, takes it in taxes. So think about that. If the money you pay Uncle Sam is going out, going to the side to pay your taxes, you never see it, touch it, or anything, but it's gone. It's paying your taxes. All right? It's paying your taxes. But that's big money. Okay? What if you could save every pay period exactly the same as Uncle Sam takes? Now, that would be a great savings account. Because I don't know about you, but Uncle Sam kicked me around every pay period. Okay? He kicks me around every pay period. I mean, that's life. That's what we have to do, is pay taxes. Okay? I just got a text from someone saying that it's a lack of education. Well, you know, that may be true. But here's the deal. Now, if it's a lack of education, let's not depend on teachers in the public school system or wherever you are, private school system, to teach your kids about saving money. Why don't we teach our kids about saving money? Okay, let's educate your kid yourself to saving money. All right? So if you know, and thank you, Demers, for sending me that text. But, you know, that's what I'm saying, is that teach your kids. You know, us as African Americans, a lot of us, you know, when we were growing up, we aren't taught about money in school. We were taught math. We were taught how to count, you know, quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies. We were taught that. But we weren't taught about money, about saving money, about how to use money, about, you know, how to balance your checkbook. I mean, that's, you know, it may seem like a small thing. Keeping your checkbook balanced is huge, gigantic, to me anyway. You can look online and look at your account and see what happened, this and that. But I also keep a hard copy, which is a checkbook balance of what's going on in the checking account. Okay? So you know, teach your kids how to save money. And the best way to teach your kids is for you to do it yourself. That's the best teacher right there. You yourself. You're the best teacher. So teach your kids how to save money. And that, my friends, is the reason that Americans don't save money. Don't tell me you don't make but such and such amount of money a week, because you're getting by on that. But you can still take a portion of that. Stop smoking cigarettes or something. You can still take a portion of that and save it. Guys, I got about 20 seconds left in the show. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves and be here tomorrow, 23 and a half hours on the Frank Williams Show. Good night. yeah.
I called the marina trying to get a boat, and they say they don't rent boats for people to use overnight no more.
Oh, for real? Dang.
Yeah, you can only rent them for during the day. Had to have them back by 5 o'clock. Had to have them back by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like, dang.
Damn.
So, but you know, Tommy don't mind me using his boat.
Mm-hmm. And what about Friday night? Yeah. Chauncey gonna have his boat out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We gonna go out with Chauncey Friday night. Me and Chauncey gonna go out Friday night.
But like say Saturday, gonna be a bunch more people out there or whatever with y'all.
Yeah, Saturday gonna be with. You know, they coming in Friday, but we're not gonna go out fishing till Saturday. You know, they don't wanna fish Friday. So
they just want I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanna go out Saturday night, I got you.
Right. Yeah, they wanna go out Saturday, so and most of them, you know, they ain't really fishermen, you know what I'm saying?
But they do wanna go out there. And we'll get our fishing in Friday night.
the real fishing. Yeah, we'll get our fishing in Friday night.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be, you know, we're going to do some fishing Saturday too, but, you know, like I said, you know, them folk don't really want to, they ain't really fishing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Laura, I mean, you know, Laura like to fish, but she don't want to go both nights.
Right,
She just said she want to go Saturday night, you know, with everybody else. So we gonna do it like that.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah,
that'll work then, man.
Yeah, but that should work out. That should work out just right, man. Now I'll get Laura your number. And do you have her cell number?
Hold on, let's see. I think I might have it in here. Hold on. No, I think I got No, I ain't got her cell number.
Yeah, you got any number for her, like an offer number or something? You don't have that either?
Yeah. Hold on, let me see what this is I got here. I got a 678-398-9298.
Yeah, that's the house number,
I got your number, got the cell and the house number.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'll be straight.
Yeah, that'll work.
Like I said, I'll call up and let her know, you know. She already gonna know I'm coming out, so I'll call up and let her know when I'm headed out that way.
Okay.
We should be down there by 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere up in there.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
Well, that should work out just right, bro.
Mhm. Get down there a little bit good before dark, and so we can set up and do whatever we need to do, and see it. Ready to go over there and catch a couple.
go on and get there. I'm gonna call Tommy and talk to him and see what he talking about. Make sure we good on the boat, and then ask him. You know, I know what he gonna say, but I ask him anyway. Where they been catching crap at? So he gonna tell him they catching them under the bridge, under the 109. So we gonna get under there.
Hey, Frank, you still doing the business, right? Yeah, okay.
I don't go to the you know, the meetings and stuff, but it's still, you know, I still get people calling me, and we still, you know, we still buying stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I don't do the meetings and stuff no more. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. So just hit me up, man, and we'll, you know, we're definitely gonna hook up Friday, but yeah.
I say, nigga, don't do nothing. Yeah. Go to work. Back to the house.
Oh, yeah.
That shit that he got to do. He don't ever get a chance to do nothing, you know, like play ball or shit to get out of hang out.
Yeah.
That shit up, boy. I don't even have time for that shit no more.
Yeah,
I mean,
nah,
I guess you can make time, but, it, you know, you got other stuff you be doing, you know. Don't do the other stuff you need to be doing. Head to the house, cause you got to get to the house anyway. Get ready for the next day.
Yeah. That's it, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
It seemed like to me. I have about, let's see, I get home at 4:30 and I try to get into bed between 10:30 and 11 o'clock, get me a good 5 hours sleep, because I had to get up at 4 o'clock. Shit, I'd be like, damn, 10 o'clock. 10:30. I gotta take my ass to sleep.
Yeah, cause you be trying to be more and more shit. You be like, damn, I need to do such. I need to do such. But you be thinking, damn, I need to have my ass in the bed. Cause
you have my
you
ass in
get
the bed
at 12 o'clock, 12:30. Shit, you gotta be up at 5. You be mad as fuck.
Yeah.
You mad as hell when 5 o'clock coming tomorrow.
Yeah, you be mad at. but it all work out, man. Ain't no big deal.
Oh yeah, it'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work out in the end.
Yes, you know, Laura be doing their taxes and stuff. They be calling and talking.
Oh, okay.
You know, Linda be trying to get us to come up there all the time, but you know, that's like you say. You know, that's shit like that. That's hard to do, cause you know you got so much stuff going on after work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to get up and visit somebody. That's a different story, man.
Yeah.
But I need to get up there and see him for sure. I do need to get up there and see him and get the girls, because they've been dying to see the girls, but I just, you know, Pooh at school and Mia and all kind of stuff, so, it, you know, that's hard, too.
Yeah. I know, because last time I know I talked to her, she was talking about the same thing. That right around Mimi's birthday, whenever her birthday was, might have been, so I don't know how long ago it was now when I talked to her, but anyway, I was like, shit. I can't really say when or how that's gonna happen. You know?
Yeah.
We want to see y'all too. So you asking about Brandy and stuff.
Right.
Brandy, they're 16. Done went to the prom, doing all kind of shit. She busy, then we be busy. Then us, shit.
Yeah.
You know.
So you just have to do what you can, man. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, man. That's all right, bro. Just stay in touch with me. We definitely gonna get up Friday and see if we can catch some.
All right, that'll work, Matt.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.